Bill Nye, who is called the science guy despite being mostly a television entertainer, recently said there is only one path to fixing the climate and saving the environment, waiting for old people who disagree with his views to die and get out of the way. Joe Rahm is founding editor of Climate Progress. It's a blog run by the Center for American Progress. He says Nye may be onto something. Joe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So this seems, I mean, look, there are lots of disagreements in science. This seems like a pretty nasty way to frame it. People who disagree with me should just go die?
Well, I think that's not exactly what he said. He just said that climate change deniers tend to be older and it's generational. And in science, it's not unusual for scientists to point out that it is the older generation of scientists who are sort of stuck in a paradigm and they're not going to change their views.
What is unusual is for scientists to use political language, loaded political language like denier, to frame the conversation in a way that pushes their views without having to prove that their views are right. That's not really a scientific way of approaching the conversation, is it? Likening people who disagree with you to Holocaust deniers?
Well, I don't think he's likening them to Holocaust.
Well, but that word is designed to delegitimize people who disagree with you. And in real science, what you do is you marshal your data and you present them in an open forum against the other guy's data and may the best data win.
Right. But that's not really what happens after that. We've been doing that for 25 years.